Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Gimel. We are up to Sifyu, the top line on page Tzadi Aleph, the page following 180. The Mechaber says in Sevyud, Lo seitze b'tabas sheyesh alea chosam, an isha should not go out on Shabbos when there is no Erev, with a ring that has on it a chosam, with a signet ring. V'im yotza chayavis, if she goes out with a signet ring, she is chayav achatas, that's an isha daraisa. Hukesh she'en alea chosam, if there is no chosam on the ring, it's a regular ring, lo seitze, an isha should still not go out with it on Shabbos. V'im yotza patura, but if she goes out, then she is going to be putter. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Chavav, the reason why if she goes out with a signet ring, she is chayaves. De'ein derech isha lo seis alea tabas, she isha alea chosam. That's not the way of an isha. She doesn't go out with a signet ring, that's the way of a man. So for a woman, that's not a way to go out. V'alkein lo havi ketachshit. Therefore, for her, it's not considered an adornment, and therefore, it is a problem. Mikomokom derech chotzohi b'kach al etzbo'ah. And not only is it not the derech for her to take it out, in which case it's not a tachshit, it's a load, it's a masui, but it's also the way to carry out such a load is on her finger. D'lefa'omim nosein lo habal tabato b'chol lahatznia b'kufsa. Because sometimes her husband will give her the signet ring that belongs to him to go put it in the box. U'meinicha be'etzbo'o ad shemo lichaso l'sham. And she'll put it on her finger as she goes. So it's not normal for her to wear as a tachshit, it's a masui. But it's a normal way to carry out that masui because she would put it sometimes on her finger until she gets to the place where she's going to store her husband's ring. Therefore, it is an issa daraisa. If it is a non-signet ring, a regular ring, so he says she shouldn't go out with it either, but then if she does go out with it, she's putter. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Zion, the reason why she shouldn't go out with it is dilma sholfa umachvaya. Maybe she will take it off to show it off. Ubidyevit betura, but bidyevit, if she goes out with it, she is putter. Lefishu tachsha leisha, regular ring, as we know, is an adornment for an isha. V'ayin la'el b'simin shin aleph sivtes hadin le'inyin ish. We discussed way back in Simin shin aleph the halacha of a man going out with these two types of rings. But in terms of an isha, a signet ring is a chilchatos, and a regular ring, he's saying to go out without an erev because she might show it, would be an iser d'rabbanan. Sif yud aleph. Lo seitze bikulyer, an isha should not go out with a kulyer. What is that? V'utalshit shekosheres bo maftuche chaluka. That is some kind of adornment that she ties together the openings of her garment. V'lo bechovelas, she also can't go out with a chovelas. What is that? V'hu kesher shekosher bo bosem shereicho tov. That is a bundle that has in it a spice that smells good. So these two things, the Mechaber says in Sefer Aleph, she should not go out with it. Says in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Chavches, Lo seitze b'chuyer, b'mishne isa da'al chuyer chayeves chatos, v'ayin l'kamei. In the Mishnah it says that if she goes out with this chuyer, she is chayev chatos, it is an isa daraisa. Sifkaton Chavches, what is that? It's a kosheres bo, it's some kind of decorative piece that she uses to close up her garments. Pirish. Darko shel chuyer l'kach. The way of the kulyer is to be used to close up your garments. Aval ata eina sogeres bo maftuche chaluka. But in our case, we're talking about she's not using it in that form. Ela toenes kachale. Rather, she's wearing it on her in a regular way, not in the way of closing up her garment, which would be the normal way to use it. She's just wearing it on her in some other way. Umishum hochi chayeves chatos, and that's why it's an issa daraisa. It's a chiv chatos to lo choshev tachshit elamasui. It's not considered a tachshit if she's not wearing it to close up her garment, and it is considered a load. De eino elo laharos osher. It is only there to show off her wealth, and therefore it's an issa daraisa. Aval im gam atos sogeres bo matuche chaluka. But if she is wearing it now the normal way that she's using it to close up her garment, so then mutter lechatchila. It goes from a chiyuv chatos, wearing it in not the regular way, to being mutter lechatchila if she wears it as a thing that is closing up her garment. To have a tachshit, because then it's considered an adornment. V'lo shayach dum v'sholfu machliya, and there's no concern that with this tachshit she's going to take it off to show to other people. The imkain tegala b'sara, because if so, her flesh is going to be revealed. It wouldn't be tznias. She would never do it. The ayin b'bir halacha. Now, if you look at note number 17, he points out Veheir Agon Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Sheyesh Lahatir Lotzeis Bo Mitam Nosaf. He has another reason why it should be mutter for her to go out with it, besides the fact that it's a tachshit and there's no concern she's going to take it off. Shekevan Shemishtameshes Bekulyur Kesogar Lemiftache Chaluka, since he's using this kulyur to close up her garment, Nechshav Al Kulyur Kechelak Mibigot, like we said last night, it's used as a portion of the garment, then it's part of the garment. So that's why it's mutter. Ukumosha Kazav Mishabura Lug, the Mishabura just told us earlier in Sifkat Nukhav Dalud, Le'inyan Machat She'ena Nakuva, when it comes to a needle that doesn't have a hole, Sha'isha Mamedes Boki Shure Chaluka, if she's using it to close up her garments, it's part of the garment. So Zucker Scheinberg, besides what the Mishabura says, that it's a tachshit without the concern that she might show it off, it's also just simply part of the garment. She's closing up her garments with it, and that's another reason why it should be mutter. Sif Katan Lamed, the other point the Mechaber said over here in Sif Yud Aleph, was a kovelas as usher as well. That's a bundle of spices that takes away a bad smell. Says the Mishabura, V'isha Sherecha Ra, to Enesale, a woman who doesn't smell so nicely, she wears it. The Eino Chayeves Alav, she's not Chayev Midaraisa, Mibneishu Tachshit, because Lamaisa, it is an adornment. Avalachatchila Aser Dilma Sholfa Ve'asya La'asuye, because the Rabbanan said she can't wear it, Lachatchila, because she might take it off and come to carry it. Sevkotan Lamed Alf Shekosha Babosem, there are spices tied in it. Vehu Adin Shelo Seitze Bitzlochish Shel Shemen Afarsimon Akavua Alzroa, she also cannot go out with a little flask of balsam oil that is set on her arm, that also would be the same problem. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud Beis, Im Choser Achas Mishineha, a woman who is missing a tooth, Umeisima Acher B'mekoma, and she places a tooth in that makom. Imhu Shel Zahav Lo Seitzebo, if it's a gold tooth that she's putting in to replace her missing tooth, that she should not go out with. Dekevan Shemeshuna B'mara Mishar Shinayim, since it looks very different than other teeth, Dilma Mevazula, we're worried she might be disgraced by walking around with a gold tooth, Vishaklu Le Umamatya, and she might come to take it out and carry it. Aval Shel Kesef Shedoma L'Shar Shinayim Mutter, but a silver tooth which is a little more similar to the appearance of a regular tooth, that's mutter. V'kol shekein shein da'adam. Certainly if she has another tooth that is replacing her tooth, that's a regular tooth, that's certainly a mutter. That obviously looks exactly like a tooth. We're not worried she's going to come to take it out. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Yud Gimel, Lo seitzei b'minol ha'karua l'malon. Isha shenako out with a shoe that is torn on top. D'machachu alo. People are going to laugh at her. V'asya la'asuya, she's going to come to take it off and carry it. V'lo b'min al-chadash, she also can't go out with a new shoe. Shema lo yovel l'midasa, because if she tries wearing a new shoe outside on Shabbos for the first time, it might not fit her, and she might take it off. Ela im kein nista l'aleches bo me'esmo shu l'midasa, unless she tried it out yesterday for size and it was fitting her, then it's mutter. But a new shoe that she never tried before, she shouldn't go out on Shabbos, because it might not fit, she might take it off. That is all true about an isha. Aval ish mutter. The Mishabru is going to say it's going back on both things. The shoe that is torn, the shoe that was not tried on before, for an isha it is aser, for a man it's mutter. She'ein makbid al kolkach, a man is not so makbid if his shoe is torn, if his shoe doesn't fit exactly, he's a little more chilled out, and therefore it's mutter. The Ramah says, u'bishar malbushim ein lochash afilu b'isha. When you move away from shoes to other garments, then there's no concern even by an isha. She's not going to take off her regular garments because they don't fit exactly. Because things that are normally worn, they're large garments, we're not concerned. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Lambebe, Shema lo yavo. We said the shoe that is new might not be her size and she might take it off. Vishalfa le v'asya lasuye. She might take off the shoe that doesn't fit and she'll come to carry it. Unless she tried it on the esmo from yesterday, sivkatan lamigimul, afilu rak shachas. Even if she only wore it for a moment, that's going to be good enough. And in note number 20, he points out, ulakach bizmanenu, nowadays, sherigilim lindor es hanalayim b'chanus kodem k'niyasan, that we try on shoes before we buy them, or talking more contemporary, when we order them online, we know exactly what size we're ordering. So says Rosh Hashanah Orbach, Shehamedida Nechsheves Kelevisha. Just the measuring of the foot and knowing it's the right size and knowing what size shoe you are, that's considered that you tried it. Umuteres Lotzeis Bohem B'Shabbos, and says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, then you can go out with it for the first time on Shabbos. In the olden days, they didn't know what the size was, so Sam, it might not fit. But now we know the basic size will be good enough that you wouldn't take it off on Shabbos. And therefore, if your foot was measured or you know your size, says Rosh Hashanah, that also will be mutter. Sivkatan la medala val ish mutter atavayu koy, like we pointed out, both the torn shoe and the shoe that may not fit is not a concern for a man. Sivkatan la medala bishar mabush, and the Ramah said by other garments. So then we are not concerned, you're going to take them off, you're allowed to wear them for the first time, even though they might not fit exactly. We're not worried over there, you're going to take them off. Like we said earlier, she's just not taking off her clothes if they don't fit exactly, so therefore that will be mutter, that's only a concern for an isha by shoes. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yudalu. Yotzeis bechute seyar. An isha can go out with strings of hair. Bein shehem asuyim misara. Whether these are strings of hair that are made from her very own hair, o misar chaverta, or his friend's hair, another human's hair. Vafilu misar behema. Even if this hair belonged to an animal, all that is permissible. Ubilvad shelo seitze zekena b'shel yalda v'lo yalda b'shel zekena. As long as an older woman is not going out with a young girl's hair, and a young girl is not going out with an old lady's hair, but sab, if it's the correct age, then it is mutter, whether it's your hair detached, that you attach to your hair, or it's someone else's hair that you attach to your hair, or it is animal hair that you attach to your hair, all that is mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sif katan lamed vav, b'chute seyar, Shemahadakton al Rosha, that you attach it to your head. The Ein Ze Peyanochris Hamavur Lakamon Besif Yurches. This is not referring to a wig, a Peyanochris that we're going to discuss soon in Sif Yurches. The Asura Lotzeis Bol Rishis Arabim, where you're not going to go out with that in the Rishis Arabim. The Hasam Yeshba Mishum Tachshit. That's the problem of a Tachshit, and maybe you'll show it off for the other problems of Tachshitim. Aval Hocho Hurak Chutim Ba'alma. Here it is simply strings of hair. It's not a Tachshit, and therefore there's no concern. It is Mutta. If you look in the Shaar Tzion Oslam Abbas, he writes, the lo dummy luchute tsemiru pishim dasrinam bisav aleph. This is unlike we discussed in the beginning of the simon that an isha cannot go out with threads of wool or threads of linen. Dahasam atamishum chatzitza. That was because if it turns out she has a tfilas mitzvah, she has to take him off. There will be a chatzitza. She might come to carry it. Vahacha lo shaya chatzitza. But over here where we are discussing hair on hair, that is not a chatzitza. Deseir agabe seir lo chaitzi. Because the Gemara says, hair on hair is not a chatzitza, so it's not a problem. So if av was a problem, it was not hair, it was wool or linen on your hair, that's a chatzitza, so you might come to carry it over here, it's hair on hair, not a chatzitza. Says the Mishabura, Sif Kadim La Mezayim, Va'afilu Misar Behema, she can go out with animal hair attached to her head as well. V'lo Amrinan Demois, V'asilu Mishlefo. We don't say, it's Mias, it's disgusting, and she might come take it off. We do not say that, it is Mutter. Sif Kadim La Menches, U'bavachlo Seitzei. As long as she doesn't go out with the opposite extreme age, a young girl with an old lady's hair, or an old lady with a young girl's hair, hatam b'chozeh, the reason for all that is, mishum de mechaicha alo, because people are going to laugh at her, va'asir l'shlufei u'la'asuye, she's going to come to take it off, and she is going to carry it. We will stop here, and continue with Mitzvah Shem next time with Siv Tezvav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.